Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I think it's fair to say you're going to have a tough commute in the morning, and if you're pleasantly surprised, that's great.
We have virtually no trains located in Brooklyn right now because we had to empty out all of the yards that were in Brooklyn.
Now, that was yesterday. That was not really about right now, but those were interesting clips from yesterday to set up this morning's commute. Mayor Bloomberg and MTA Chief Jay Walder from their news conference yesterday afternoon around 2 o'clock. So were you pleasantly surprised by mass transit this morning, as the mayor put it, or by the state of the roads? And did they do the right thing, in your opinion, by shutting down the entire MTA? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. First of all, let's just crowdsource the state of mass transit service in the New York area right now for people who are still to leave their homes and wondering, well, I don't know, how's the number one train? How's the JZ? How's my bus route? How's the LIRR? How were the buses, the subways, your Long Island Railroad train? Of course, Metro North is not running yet at all, and we'll talk about that. But call us, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. How is your commute? What can you report about what bus or subway or Long Island Railroad line? And did they do the right thing, in your opinion, by shutting down the entire MTA? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And, of course, from New Jersey as well, NJ Transit not going yet. The PATH trains are. Here's more Jay Walder, head of the MTA, on the process of getting back up to speed.
The good news is that the worst fear we had, which was that the under river tunnels on the East River would flood with salt water, were not realized. We certainly dodged something there. However, there are very clearly impacts on the system. What we have is a stepwise process. It involves us literally walking tracks with our staff, repairing things that we see with crews, and then running non-revenue trains over tracks to be able to see that everything is safe. We cannot restore passenger service until we have done it in that order.
Again, MTA Chief Jay Walder, call us, 212-433-WNYC. How was your commute, and did they do the right thing, in your opinion, by shutting down the entire MTA? 212-433-9692, or post to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And once again, New Jersey is worse. New Jersey, of course, got socked so hard with power outages and with flooding. And Governor Christie earlier was actually asking people not to go to work today if you don't have to, because it's actually so hard to get around. And PATH trains, yes, but NJ Transit, no. Probably for the whole day, we'll try to update you on that. So with us to help take your calls is Jim O'Grady, reporter for WNYC's Transportation Nation blog. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Brian.
How did you get to work today?
Well, I took the opposite of mass transit. I took singular transit. I bicycled from Williamsburg to Atlantic Terminal in Brooklyn, where I checked out the scene there, subways and buses and trains, Long Island Railroad.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Did you bicycle at all over the weekend?
I did, not during the hurricane, as I saw some people doing, but yeah, that was the way to get around once the subway was shut down.
And of course, there's, you know, there's a question for the most intrepid biker. Who is the most intrepid biker in New York, and how much rain and how high of a wind speed would the most intrepid biker bike in? And the answer might be anything, judging, you know, no limit, infinity, based on a few of the people I saw over the weekend.
Yeah, they're out there. You can't stop them, Brian. Some of them.
How are things running in general?
Well, starting with New Jersey that you led with, people seem to be paying attention to Governor Christie. Well, first of all, New Jersey Transit, all service into New York is suspended. So that's train service. So those people have no choice. And there's only limited bus service. But Brian Zumhagen was out at the PATH train this morning, and he was saying it was very light for a couple of hours, especially in Hoboken. People seem to be staying home in New Jersey this morning.
Have you been talking to riders? Are people pleasantly surprised, to use the mayor's term?
Well, Atlantic Terminal, I spoke to Long Island Railroad riders, subway riders, and then down at further on Flatbush Avenue, bus riders. And they all repeated the same thing. I didn't speak to a single person who hadn't been delayed this morning. Although, and some up to like an hour. But everyone I spoke to still was taking it in stride, and most mentioned that, you know, not so bad considering we were in a hurricane about 24 hours earlier.
Let's see. Katie in Manhattan had a little longer commute. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. Just a little bit longer of a commute. I live in Greenpoint, and I was a little bit nervous to take the G train in, but nothing too terrible. Maybe it took me an extra 10 or 15 minutes to get in, but G train up to Court Square to the E train was fine. I guess the M trains weren't running, but it seemed trains were going both ways on that line, and everything seemed to be okay.
That's good. Well, if you use the words G train and fine in the same sentence, maybe there was actually a fundamental improvement over last night. Katie, thank you for reporting in. And actually, you know, Jim, I had this thought in all seriousness, which is, you know, they didn't say this, but maybe it was an opportunity for them to do something. And I don't know what it is. This is just a little bit of intuition that, you know, may be way off base. But by shutting down the entire subway system, and as we heard in that clip from Jay Walder, them having to run these test trains on every inch of track before they could start the real trains, maybe it was an opportunity to do some kind of housekeeping or inventory or something. I don't know.
You know, I wondered about this myself, and I was thinking, do they rest the rails? Because as far as we know, this was unprecedented to preemptively shut down the subway for so long, for a day, basically. But I think, and in actuality, they were spending so much time and manpower moving the trains out of the low-lying rail yards, getting them in tunnels on express tracks, protecting them from the weather. I think there was enough to do that they couldn't take advantage of their little vacation.
I guess so. And they did get it up pretty quickly. I mean, there wasn't a lot of time for inventory and deep house cleaning and stuff if they saw that the end of the storm was what it was yesterday afternoon, and they really did have things up at 6 a.m.
Well, like Jay Walder said, they're doing it in stages. At Atlantic Terminal, where I was this morning, there are 9 subway lines that pass through, and they were all running, but all of them slower with fewer trains than previously.
Cassandra from Yonkers, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cassandra.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
All right. How was your commute?
Well, first, thank you for taking my call. I love your show.
Thank you for making it.
All right. Well, my commute was wonderful because I did exactly what your guest did. I took the singular commute and I drove in, but it was beautiful. The highways were clear. Coming in from Yonkers was a little slow. We had to do a little detouring because of downed trees or flooding. But once I made it over the Henry Hudson Bridge, it was a wonderful commute down, like about an hour.
Do you usually come on Metro North?
No, most of the time I drive.
And this is, Cassandra, thank you very much. Jim, this is one of the kind of funny things over the weekend. The roads were absolutely unpacked. I mean, obviously, people should stay off the roads, not drive during a hurricane. It's really treacherous. And yet, the mayor said in the afternoon news conference yesterday that they never did shut the bridges and tunnels within New York City because they felt that they were safe to pass through. And traffic was incredibly light because, you know, people didn't know what they'd encounter.
Yeah, they didn't get the flooding that they anticipated that would have shut down the tunnels in particular. But, you know, a little north of us, the Tappan Zee Bridge was closed down, and along about 25-mile stretch of the thruway was closed down as late as this morning. We just found out that the Tappan Zee Bridge has been reopened, but the roads just outside New York City, different story.
How about the thruway was closed from Nyack all the way to Albany yesterday?
Yeah.
Is it mostly reopened?
That's what we are hearing, yeah.
Okay, and we may have Governor Cuomo later in the hour. I'm not sure, but we hear that's a possibility, and we'll be talking in a few minutes specifically about points north, Westchester, Rockland, Connecticut, and then all the way up to Albany, even Vermont, as far as that is, from the coast, getting absolutely socked. The Catskills, from what I'm hearing, oh my goodness, the Catskills. And we will talk about points north coming up. Peter in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hey, how are you? I do think the mayor overreacted in shutting down the MTA. You know, there's an enormous cost associated with closing down the entire transit system, and you have to wonder why it was never before thought necessary in New York City history to take such a drastic step. And it occurred to me, you know, good physicians don't order every conceivable test for a patient. They perform a risk assessment and try to distinguish trivial risks from non-trivial risks because there's a cost associated with being overly cautious. And I think a good manager does the same thing. And I'd just say as one last point that I think in yesterday's press briefing, the mayor said something to the effect of, we weren't willing to even risk one life. But that's silly. I mean, you wouldn't let people swim at public beaches if you weren't willing to risk a single life. I just think it really went a little too far.
Peter, thank you. Of course, there are different aspects of risk. It's one thing to let people take risks under normal circumstances that they know are risks. Sure, you swim in the ocean. There is some slight risk that you might drown. But it's another thing to go out or ride on a bus or whatever if you don't have to during a hurricane, which is, you know, a 24-hour emergency. So I want to follow up, Jim, on some of Peter's specific points, but let's hear the counterpoint from Penelope in Manhattan. Hi, Penelope.
Hi.
So
I love your show.
Thank you so much.
I don't know if it was intentional, but I'm very grateful because we have now had a rehearsal for if we really need this. And we know what, and they found out whatever they found out. I mean, if we do need it, now we know how to do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So because this wasn't such an actual crisis, if we really need to shut down the entire mass transit system in a worse crisis, now they can do it.
Yes, we've learned something. I mean, you can't just say, hey, listen, we're going to have a trial run of this. You know, people would really be upset. But by making this thing, which may or may not have been necessary when they made it, what they may have learned mm-hmm. from this, I think we'll all be grateful for should, God forbid, a worse emergency arise.
I hear you, Penelope. Thanks a lot. As we continue with WNYC Transportation Nation blogger Jim O'Grady. Jim, to the first caller's point, who thought it was an overreaction, does it set some kind of new precedent for withdrawing service in emergencies? I mean, we've had storms before. We've had blizzards before, as we remember all too well from when the buses did get stuck last winter. We've had hurricanes before. In general, don't we want bus and subway service in emergencies whenever possible? Or is this uniquely specific to hurricanes and the damage they cause and the imperative not to go out?
First of all, I don't know. Second of all, just from the MTA's perspective, we've had hurricanes and storms before, but this was setting up to be perhaps an unusually big hurricane with high levels of flooding. And the subway service in particular is vulnerable at two spots. Much of it is outdoor tracks. And, you know, debris gets on those tracks, third rails, water goes on them. And then a train gets stuck and stops that whole line from operating, as we saw in the blizzard. The other is low-lying rail yards where many of these trains sit. And if they flood, serious damage can occur to many railroad cars.
And really, if I understood Jay Walder, head of the MTA, it wasn't so much that the trains and buses couldn't have moved in some places as that they wanted to move all the trains out of those low-lying train yards to higher ground ones. That's why we played that Walder clip where he said, we have no trains in Brooklyn. That's why it's going to take us a while to start up. That was because all the yards in Brooklyn are low-lying, so they had to move them elsewhere. And I guess that was the heart of it, not the impossibility of service, of limited service, but to protect the infrastructure?
That's right. Everything that needs to be set in place for the system to run. You need to send trains out of the yards, bring them back in. You need all of the tracks to be open to run a line. So they figured with significant levels of flooding, that could cripple the system enough that they made the call. It was worth shutting it down for a day or so.
From our Facebook page, Vicky writes, drove under one semi-down power line. This is in answering the question, how was your commute today? Drove under one semi-down power line, dodged one washed-out piece of highway where the asphalt was falling into the river, and threw 5 inches of water on the road elsewhere. I don't see where it says where she is, but She might be in New Jersey or Westchester.
Not bad. She sounds like a superhero.
Or Connecticut. Must really love her job. And on our Facebook page, how was your commute? Norman says, successfully walked downstairs from my evacuation hotel room in Cold Spring to breakfast in the lobby. Return commute should not be a problem.
Oh, man, life is hard. You know, on that note, my friend Sarah Milstein, who's a freelancer in Fort Greene, said her commute from her bedroom to her desk was made a little more difficult tomorrow by all the snack debris from when she stayed in all day yesterday during the hurricane.
Kwabena, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, good morning, Brian.
Mayor did the right thing?
Yeah, I think so, because if he had not done that and a disaster has happened, people will blame him for not taking that step. Yes, because, Brian, the truth behind this is that a lot of people didn't know was that across the state, Christians gathered together Friday night praying to wage war against this. Because we believe that these things, there is something behind it to distract a lot of things. And we believe that even in its natural state, God still has power to, stop it. So we wage this spiritual war against this storm.
Yes, so you're identifying with the manager and he's going to get criticized whether he does it and nothing happens or whether he doesn't do it and something happens. Daria in Manhattan, how was your commute?
Good morning, Brian. It's really good to speak to you. I have a crazy commute involving three trains, and it's usually, very hectic. This morning, I could have rested on the subway, laid down across the benches because it was pretty empty, and I was able to make my connections without any hassle at all.
It's the pleasure to begin with on Labor Day week. Those of us smart enough to actually stay in the city know it can be an extremely pleasant experience. And this, I guess, chased even more people out of the system so that Daria could lay down across the benches. Daria, thank you for calling. One more. Rory in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Rory.
Hi. Thanks for taking me. I just wanted to make one quick point, which I think hasn't been mentioned and is really important. You mentioned the question of this setting a precedent for future precautionary MTA shutdowns. And as part of that precedent, we should establish that if the MTA is going to take a precautionary measure to shut down for, say, 24 hours, they should issue just a one-day extension to all 30-day and one-week unlimited cardholders, because we've essentially already paid for service for that time period.
Rory, thank you. And I bet a lot of people thought about that.
Yes, they have, and they've mentioned it, and the MTA is not doing it.
They could charge us a surcharge for the cost of shutting down the system. And
Please don't give them ideas.
I'm just thinking, if I was Jay Walder, my mindset, you want a one-day refund? You're going to be so petty as to ask for a one-day refund, which hardly costs you or benefits you at all, but it costs the total system millions or God knows how many millions of dollars. We should charge you a one-time 75-cent surcharge, if he wanted to.
If he's going to say that, I would say have your bags packed for Hong Kong, where he's moving next in October, so you can leave the room quickly.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it's sort of 2 days anyway. Pam in West Orange, we're going to get
there.
You on. Hi there. You're driving? You were driving?
I am. You're on speakerphone, though. I live in Millburn, and Millburn and Maplewood, both towns are a complete mess. There's one of my neighbor's houses has a tree lying across it on the roof. There are down power lines everywhere. I'm actually now heading towards Livingston to a hotel with my family because the water is there's a problem with the water in Essex County.
Yes, the drinking water. There's a boil water alert. I was going to ask you if that's still in effect for West Orange. Also, that whole stretch along there, Maplewood, Millburn, et cetera.
Right. So we have no power, and the water is sort of dwindling now. So we're taking refuge. One comment I wanted to make, though, the roads are a complete mess. There are lots of detours and down trees and power lines. I think your transportation blogger was saying that people are listening to the governor. I don't think that, except for maybe the evacuation order, I don't think people are listening to the governor in terms of making decisions of what to do today. Mm. Well, most people many people where I live have no power, so you're sort of relying on the internet and neighbors and just sort of deciding what to do based on what your particular block looks like.
Absolutely. So Pam, I get that point. It's not the command from above. It's the conditions that you're putting up with. And I hope things get better for you. I'm sorry to hear that you're having to evacuate at this late date.
Yes. And one last thing, Brian. No one's mentioning climate change. I hope that that's going to become an issue after this.
Do you know that Mayor Bloomberg actually mentioned it in that news conference yesterday? We pointed it out at the time. They said, I don't know if it's climate change or not, but he raised the possibility. Something screwy is going on with our weather patterns, that we're having all these extreme weather events. So thank you for bringing it up. And it was least on Mayor Bloomberg's mind as a question yesterday. Jim O'Grady from our Transportation Nation blog. Before you go, there is one other form of mass transit that we haven't touched on, and that is the airbound kind.
Yes. The best we know right now is LaGuardia Airport is reopened and operating on a normal schedule. There have been arriving flights at JFK and Newark Airport since 6 a.m., and both of those airports plan to start departing flights at noon. And the air train at JFK and Newark Airport is operating.
By the way, for what it's worth, it's informal, it's unofficial, it's thoroughly unscientific. But the overwhelming percentage of people calling in on the question of whether the shutdown was right are saying the shutdown was right and that the mayor did the right thing and the MTA did the right thing. Again, that's not a scientific sample, but usually people who are disgruntled are the first to call in, and so maybe it reflects a low level of disgruntlement with this decision that most of the people calling in to weigh in on it are saying this was the right thing to do.
And it's good to ask questions, make the decision makers defend their decisions with specifics.
As for the idea of not giving a refund for the day and a half missed on the trains and the buses on your unlimited Metro cards, maybe not so popular, but you can keep the conversation going on our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, or lots of coverage at TransportationNation.org.
That is correct.
Also via WNYC.org if you want to get there that way. Transportation Nation blogger Jim O'Grady, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
More coverage in a minute, including how the northern points north of New York City, got hit so much harder than people anticipated. Stay with us.